This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It's one of our favorite times of the week, our opportunity to talk with Mark Grody. We are at the Broad Stop in Kenosha. It's brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaru.com and Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Our segment with Mark Grody is sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. It's not a game, Illinois.com. And it's brought to you by Four Seasons, heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Bears. Hey, Groats.
What up?
Groats.
How many brats have you guys had? Have you had a brat yet, or are you waiting for the post game to have a brat at the Brat Stop?
I got to say, when you asked that, it sounded like how many pots have you smoked? From the 40-year-old virgin.
You did one brat, right?
Yeah, I had one brat. I had a garlic brat with sauerkraut that was absolutely delicious. I assume that I'm going to have a dinner brat before I get out of here because that's how it works. Shane, have you had brats? Have you had any brats yet?
No brat. I had a walleye sandwich that was insane.
A fish sandwich?
Deep-fried walleye sandwich.
I mean, it's Friday in Wisconsin. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's a good point. A good
Literally
point.
A fish fry.
Yeah.
They do walleyes good, Chicago. That's just me doing your impersonation, Spiegel, of Dan McNeil, what I just did right there.
Amen. That's everyone's impersonation of Mac.
I know. That's exactly right. Well, it's kind of like everybody now does Will Ferrell's impression of Harry Carey, except you.
Don't
you
get me started on that. Yeah,
we wouldn't dare. It's Bears-Packers week, Grody. Focus.
For crying out loud, it is. And we got good news out here at Hallis Hall. That's where I am. I'm in Lake Forest at Hallis Hall where you guys are at the Brat Stop across the border. And I can tell you this. The good news out here is that Tevin Jenkins that's the bad news. Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright will be playing against the Packers. They were full participants in practice, although just a light practice today. So you get your left tackle and your right tackle back, which I don't have to give details on how important that is. Although, and I sort of gave it away, Tevin Jenkins' ankle injury will not play. Although Matt Eberflus did tell us, which he usually doesn't do, he did tell us that Ryan Bates will be the starter at left guard. So Jenkins is out because of that ankle injury. Still out is Karan Amagaji as far as depth on that line is concerned. And then the other important part of this team and wondering if he would be back, Montez Sweat practiced in full today, guys, but he's down as questionable on the injury report, and Sweat eluded us today. So I have failed. I will have failed to bring you That's Montez again because he didn't want to talk to the media today.
What's your gut tell you if he plays?
I think he's playing. The vibe, Lawrence, that I got from Matt Eberflus when he was speaking to the collective media today, he was very positive about that. And typically, you know, you start to learn the rhythms of the head coach in year three. When he says that, when he doesn't sort of fuss over the question, it tells me that unless there is some sort of weird setback, that yes, Montez Sweat will give it a go despite the ankle injury. Hopefully, he's at full strength. You know, he wasn't at full strength in that game last week, and at times it showed. But when you have a running game like Green Bay does, and I know we talked about it a little bit, you know, led by Josh Jacobs, averaging 5 yards per carry, their third best rushing team in the NFL, and we know what it looked like without Montez Sweat a couple of weeks ago, at least you have his presence in there, even if he's not 100%.
Yeah, we probably haven't talked enough about that issue, because Montez is a huge factor against the run. And as you mentioned, Grody, he got banged up in the middle of that game last week and was limping and was not himself by the end of it. With no Andrew Billings, it's a big moment for Zach Pickens, who is going to start, right? But we're looking at a rotation there in the interior of the line with Byron Cowart, Chris Williams getting some play. Yeah. I'll just keep naming names. Jacob Hardy. Jacob Hardy's getting a lot of run. I don't know what happened to Daryl Taylor, but you know we're getting a lot of run from other guys there at the end.
Yeah, and we've seen those guys make some plays. You know, Chris Williams has had a couple of nice plays. I want to say he's had a couple of tackles for loss. I haven't seen enough from Zach Pickens this year, and unfortunately that's part of why we're seeing that rotation. Byron Cowart has been, you know, he's been fine in there as well, but I actually understand why they're doing a rotation. And I could just tell you too, Spiegel, since you brought up Daryl Taylor's name, he was limited in practice today. He's been dealing with a knee injury, but it looks like he is good to go, so you could probably throw him in there
okay.
in the rotation, but he'll more be going after the quarterback, obviously. But, yeah, they have a lot of guys that they're rotating right now because they haven't found that exact right combination yet. And you hope, too. You know, we didn't bring up Jervon Dexter's name. I keep bringing up his name because it feels like it's been a while since he's had, like, a big play or had a big effect on a game in general, and that's what they're waiting for out of Jervon Dexter.
Jacob Martin, by the way. Not Daniel Hardy. Jacob Martin is the guy I was talking about, Lawrence.
It's all good, man. We know where you were going.
Yeah, I wasn't upset or anything. I just wanted to clarify.
All right,
that's
good.
All. But thank
good
you
clarification.
For having my back, man. Yeah. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, that's what I try. I try.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, Speaks, I'll redeem you here because you, sir, asked a very good question yesterday during my Bears hit, and that was about Jaquan Brisker. And are we going to start to get some answers about him in terms of why was he still playing when he had a concussion, obviously, way back in week 5 against Carolina? That's how long Jaquan Brisker has been out, and those questions were starting to fly towards the direction of Matt Eberflus today on Jaquan Brisker. Take a listen.
With Jaquan, I know you're not obviously the person that supervises in-game concussion clearance and all those things, but when a guy is cleared to return to play in a game and then misses 2.5 months afterwards, what needs to be done with the process to create better safeguards?
Yeah, you know, I don't have that medical degree that you're looking for there, but I would say this, that it does happen. You know, I've seen it happen over the course where guys come in the next day and are you know, have symptoms when they didn't have it that day before. So again, we're still learning about a lot of these things and doing what's right. And I think the most important thing is the player's safety.
And he's somebody who football is so important to him. How do you try to help him through this where he can't do probably the thing in life he wants to do?
Yeah, I just think, you know, he's going to have to put that passion, you know, into, you know, study and, you know, once he feels good and, you know, stay inside of it. You know, stay inside football and stay in this growth in terms of the growth mindset and be able to study the game, look at the games, look at our games, you know, our scheme and how we perform during the week. And I think that's how he can stay involved.
So the growth and the growth mindset, he's talking about him as a football player. I guess I was kind of hoping for a little more of talking about him as a person there.
Yeah, I appreciated the second part of that. The first part where he's trying to get his little jokey joke off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it considering how serious of a situation it is.
Yeah, I don't have a medical degree that you're looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, it's like probably not the time to do your shtickle up there if you're Matt Eberflus. But the second part, trying to make sure that he stays engaged, trying to make sure that he doesn't drift, because a lot of times injured players are like ghosts in NFL locker room. So I'm glad that he's still been around, and I'm glad that he's still around the team. And I think that that approach that Eberflus is talking about is probably the correct one on stay engaged, stay inside the game, worry about getting better, get better, and we still want you to be a part of our team.
I wonder, Mark Grody, if they can do the kind of defensive game plan that they need to do in terms of the aggression to go after Jordan Love. His numbers against pressure are so much worse than his numbers without. You pressure him. I think it's like a 51 QB rating. I heard Mully and Haw talking about this morning. So without Brisker, can they blitz as much as they need to?
Yeah, you know, look, Elijah Hicks has done a pretty good job stepping in for him. He's no Jaquan Brisker, that's for sure. And there's a fear factor with Jaquan Brisker. I mean, Brisker now has a reputation. Like, he's a hard hitter, and that's probably why we're talking about him right now and why he has a concussion. But Hicks has done a pretty good job. I wouldn't mind seeing some of that. I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, the good old-fashioned dial-up Tremaine Edmonds right from the middle, too. I mean, I don't think we've seen a ton of that this year. We've seen some of it. And then, you know, Kyler Gordon, he's always licking his chops. He's been dialed up before and been good at it. So I would like to see some of that extra pressure coming from those ends, because you're just not getting it right now. Again, I hate that we're talking about this, but you're really not getting it from Montez Sweat or DeMarcus Walker or, you know, any of these guys that are supposed to go after the quarterback. So, yeah, the creativity needs to come back, and in particular against Jordan Love, who does get flustered.
God, I hope this coach is toast no matter what happens, man. That is just... The more I think about that answer, just the worse it is, and just there's so many reasons to want and assume that this guy will be gone. But you know, part of it is that they can't beat the Packers. Matt LaFleur is 10-0 against Green Bay. Groats, that's fun.
It's pretty incredible. And you know, we try to stir it up around here, get them talking about the Packers. Most of it is usually just in the time that I've been covering, you know, full time since 2018, but I've, you know, been following the Bears my whole life. Usually it's kind of disingenuous in terms of how they talk about it. The coaches, you know, typically not from here. They don't know the rivalry. They don't understand it. They start to learn it. Same deal with the players. Like, they all come from their own college rivalries, so it doesn't really get real until you've been around, I think, like a minimum of 3 or 4 years where you start to feel this rivalry. But I will tell you what, I think Flus was asked about all the badness, and that Pat Scales is the only person in that Bears locker room to have a W next to his name when it comes to playing against the Packers. I know. And I've got more for you guys in Nuggets, too. We're going to play little categories, if you don't mind, at the very end of this update. Yeah, I arranged a little something for you guys here. But you know, they've lost 10 in a row against Green Bay. And the question to Flus was, and he answered it, I was surprised by the way he answered it. He said, are you guys talking about that? Does that get you guys? Is that personal with you guys? Here's Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, it does. You know, it's not where we want it to be. You know, obviously the last 10, they've won the last 10, and that's been stated. And, you know, we're looking to change history. And that's an important thing that we rally around. And it's one game for us. You know, it's one game, but we understand where the history is, and we have to be better there, and we'll play on Sunday for 3 hours. And we're excited about this competition.
Give me a little bit of juice. No?
A lot of words.
They've got to change history. Like, that's an accurate statement by him.
Yeah, and it gets in their heads. They're talking about it.
That's the best we can do. It's an accurate statement
Accurate.
It is accurate. It reminds me one time years ago, I think the White Sox had made a trade for two young prospects, and we had Kevin Goldstein on. Remember him from Baseball Perspectives at the time? Said, Kevin, what can you tell about these prospects? He said, they're carbon-based life forms. Like, that was the answer.
Accurate.
Like, at least it was accurate. Like, Matt used words that made an accurate statement. Okay.
Yeah, so that was Flus. Luckily for you guys and the sake of the Bears report, that's it for Matt Eberflus. I have no more Matt Eberflus.
Who else you got?
Thanks, buddy.
I have our final customer today is Braxton Jones, because Matt Eberflus, Matt Eberflus, actually brought something up during his presser about cadence. And remember we were talking about, remember when the cadence was a big deal in training camp because they were trying to learn Caleb Williams and they thought that some of the issues that they were having when things looked bad in training camp were because of the cadence. So I asked Braxton Jones about that. And we're also going to get into with Braxton Jones within this cut here about the sacks that Caleb Williams has either been victimized by or taken because of his own fault. And let's hear how Braxton Jones answers all these questions. First on the cadence.
You know, earlier in the year, kind of can deal with being on the road or whatever it is, being loud. And you know, it's a whole bunch of moving pieces that are trying to be put together. You know, some guys have been here for multiple years. Some guys just got here and just showed up and trying to figure things out. So it just takes all 11 trying to get on the same page. And obviously this starts up front with the O-line and obviously with Caleb too, all of us being on the same page. But we all know we need to be a little bit better in that in those cases. And just being in unison, that's all it is, and just being better.
How do you guys get on the same page too with Caleb? In terms of sacks that may not be the offensive line's fault, some of it falls on him. How is that mix coming along?
Yeah, I mean, some of that I can't really speak on. You know, my profession isn't really playing quarterback. I just want to block as long as I can for Caleb, no matter what it is, and just trying to be consistent for him. So, you know, he's a young quarterback. I mean, this league is tough as a young rookie quarterback, so whatever he needs, I'll never put any blame on him. I know he's going through a lot, and I'm always there to protect him and try and, you know, keep him upright and do whatever we can. Obviously, you know, in terms of communication, it takes all 11. It takes the receivers, it takes the O-line, it takes the quarterback, it takes the tight ends, it takes the running backs. I mean, it's an all 11 thing, and we just need to be better in terms of communication, processing, getting up and to the line quicker, and just being better.
Man, I like that dude.
That was
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Extremely wholesome.
Yeah.
That was that. You wanted. That's what a great teammate sounds like.
I couldn't agree more, Lawrence. That's a great teammate, and that is a smart dude who is making quite a life for himself here in the NFL. Utah State, two-time first team, all Big Sky. So, like, good career at Utah State, but here you are, fifth-round tackle, making a life for himself, and that's a professional answer. Good teammate answer.
And I thought, too, in the midst of it, while clearly he's talking more about team and things like that, and he's not wanting to be too pointed or too critical of Caleb Williams, but he mentions the fact that he is a rookie quarterback that is learning, and he did mention the, hey, let's get in and out of the huddle quicker. Let's get up to the line. And all of that has to do with rhythm and timing, which the Bears offense has been lacking in a big way over the last 3 weeks, and in large part probably because of Caleb Williams.
Groats, we were talking about this earlier. We'd love to get your opinion on it. This stuff that you're talking about, this is operational. This is quarterback 101 stuff. Were the Bears perhaps a little too aggressive in thinking that Caleb had this stuff mastered when he walked in the door?
Yes.
And maybe didn't put an emphasis on it, and they were moving on to just, well, let's make this team a very competitive aerial attack.
I asked that exact question to my podcast partner on Take the North, Dan Wiederer. Did the Bears – overestimate what Caleb Williams could handle when he walked in here? I think the answer is yes. And I think that that's the part where, while I support the move to fire Shane Waldron and get a new voice, you just had to because the offense reached really just pathetic lows. But I think that they collectively said when he came, this kid's different. He's you know, they bought into everything. Like all of us did. And I'm not saying he's not going to be a generational quarterback, but they bought into all of it. Look what this kid can do. He's different. He's advanced. He has the brain capacity to take all of this in and just let her rip. So they, to their credit to some degree, they treated him like an adult, and they treated him like what they thought to be a generational quarterback. But it's plain to me that they overestimated what he was going to be able to handle right away. Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's the consensus now around the whole league. And so we're hoping that this week is a hard reset on that. It's an opportunity for Thomas Brown to dial it back to perhaps what it should be and give Caleb a chance to get comfortable in this league the way that you actually take care of a rookie quarterback to make him comfortable.
And I want to be clear. Go ahead, Speaks. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying a lot of us fell for it as well and got excited at the possibility of having our version of C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick from last year, you know? But they certainly fell for it, and that's more egregious than us.
Yeah, and I want to be really clear. I liked the fact that they were treating him like an adult veteran quarterback when he came in. I like that idea. Like, let's establish a downfield passing game right away. Let's let him make changes at the line of scrimmage. Let's let him play through those pains, and because ultimately that's going to be good for him, and ultimately that's who he is. So I did like a lot of that. All of that to say, I don't want to see drastic changes out of Caleb Williams and the offense on Sunday. And, you know, I mean, I understand the need for it. We talked about it. It was us that we were talking about it yesterday. Cole Kmet, you know, maybe have 7 or 8, 9 catches for 60 to 70 yards and maybe a touchdown. Like, I'm down with some of that, but I don't want to see him go away from taking chances downfield and doing a lot of the things that we've seen him at least trying to do, but add in some slam dunks along the way.
All right, let's play some categories then. Let's go.
Okay, well, let me all right. Let's do it, everybody. The Bears back-to-back games without a touchdown since 2004. In the year 2004, the Bears started four. That'd be Lovie Smith, right? The Bears started four different quarterbacks in the year 2004. Oh. Would y'all like to take a crack at that?
I would.
I know you would.
I'm going to go with Chad Hutchinson.
Ding, 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 ding. That is a yes.
Jeff George.
No Jeff George.
Craig Krenzel.
Craig Krenzel.
Hell yeah, Craig Krenzel.
Krenzel.
All right. All right.
All right.
All right.
Got two more.
All right.
Two more.
Rex Grossman.
Yeah.
Jonathan Quinn.
Jonathan
it's my
Quinn.
Turn.
Hold on a second, Shane.
We didn't go in any order.
Yeah, we did.
No, we really
didn't.
We
didn't go in any order. No,
Shane went, then Shane went, and then Tanny went, and then you went.
We don't know where Tanny is in the order. He's not here physically. We don't know where he is. So
Tanny,
that means free for all.
As we know, historically, Tanny is wherever he wants in the order.
Yeah.
Hey, don't put this on me. I didn't jump ahead of someone. I just went in order.
Yeah, you jumped ahead of Lawrence, actually.
I'm fine.
Lawrence, weren't you covering the team those years?
What was it like covering Jonathan Quinn, by the way?
I've said this before, and I'll say this again. I take a lot of pride in respecting what athletes do. I have never seen a more scared football player than Jonathan Quinn.
Oh, man.
I feel he was
he was clearly not here to play quarterback. He came in.
What was he here for?
He was here to be like the third quarterback team, be the clipboard guy, help teach the offense. That's what. And when he got, like, you talk about a guy shivering to go out there and play football. It is the most scared I've ever seen a football player being at playing football.
I feel bad about that.
That's what it was like covering Jonathan Quinn.
He was such a fraud because I remember, Lawrence, I remember the coverage. The coverage was Jonathan Quinn's going to help out with this offense because he came from Kansas City, right? So,
he was Terry Shea's guy. And so he was supposed to know the offense, and he was there to help Rex and everyone else kind of learn this offense and all of these things. He was not there to play, and he was forced to play, and he was not, and he was like the nicest guy, like a real sweetheart for us to deal with. Terrified when he got out there on the field.
Excellent impromptu game of categories, Mark Grody. Any other nuggets or?
David Terrell was on that team. Anthony A-Train was on that team. Yes. Justin Gage was on that team. I just love just reminiscing about old Bears names. So,
The game's not over yet because there was another Bear that year that threw a pass. Wasn't
what?
A quarterback.
Brian Urlacher threw a pass that year, didn't he?
Paul Edinger.
Oh, Paul.
Did Brian Urlacher throw a pass in his career? I don't remember that.
He did. He threw
Let
one.
Me look that up.
Do you remember that, Lawrence?
I like them French fried potatoes.
It's good to have fun with names.
If I don't remember that Urlacher threw a pass in the NFL, I'm taking a couple Bears away from myself.
You're 14 Bears, right?
I'm at 14 Bears. Yeah, I'll take two. I'm getting way too close to 10.
Speegs is correct. In 2002, Brian Urlacher threw a pass. It was incomplete.
So he threw two passes. He passed the ball, and then he passed on the vaccine?
Yeah. And then he made a pass at Paris Hilton. So three passes.
They were together.
Oh, yeah. Well, it worked.
He lives like right here.
Is he in D.C. now with Kennedy? Yeah.
Shane talking smack.
He might be. I would not be surprised to see him have a role in the new administration.
Hey, Groats, can I share a moment with you? Share a little.
Yeah, who else threw a pass? You want to take some more Bears away from me? Go ahead, Spiegel. Go ahead. Did Roosevelt Colvin throw a pass? Did Warwick Holdman throw a pass at some point in time?
I didn't realize this somehow. Dan Pompey's piece was great this week about the many Bears-Packers overlap.
Bears, mini Ditka.
The Packers personnel boss in the 60s who acquired many of the great Hall of Fame Packers was a guy named Jack Vanisi. And Jack grew up near Wrigley Field. He was a classmate of Muggs Hallis back in the day. And Jack's little brother, Jerry Vanisi, was a Packers ball boy before eventually becoming the GM of the Bears who put the 85 team together.
Along with Jim Finks, yes.
Yes, sir. I never knew that Jerry Vanisi's older brother was the Packers personnel boss that put the Hall of Fame team together.
That's incredible. No, that's good, man. You just got yourself another Bear. You earned a Bear. I'm not taking away any Bears for myself because I can't afford to at this point. But I'll say this.
I don't get an extra Bear for Paul Edinger throwing a pass in 2004.
You looked it up, Lawrence. Did you know that?
Okay, I'm sorry. It was weird that he threw one.
Yeah, error me. I should probably
check that now. I'm gonna check it.
Let me
check it real quick and make sure I got
okay,
that right.
Okay, well, do that.
Maybe it was 2002 as well.
I will tell you while you're looking that up. I'm gonna tell you my favorite name on the 2004 Chicago Bears. He was a safety. His name was Todd Johnson, the greatest Bears name ever.
I was right. Paul Edinger threw one pass that year.
I think the greatest Bears name ever. I got
to take a Bear away.
Okay.
Because it was intercepted.
It was intercepted.
That's why I remember it.
You're back
That's
to even,
That's why
buddy.
I remember it because it was like, I remembered it being stupid.
The greatest Bears name ever.
I'm back to three
is
Bears.
The former punter who just signed with the 49ers. He's back in the NFL, Mr. Piatt O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah.
Piatt O'Donnell.
Mega punt. That's what they used to chant for him at camp.
Mm-hmm. He's back in the NFL. Well, this has really been useful, I think, these last three or four minutes.
I actually think this was great.
Yeah.
I adored it. Any other nuggets we need to know, Groats, before Bears-Packers week?
There is the 10 in a row, but not just that. They've lost 25 out of the last 28. The current streak matches the longest run by either team, matching a run by Green Bay from 1994 to 1998. Can you name all of the Bears players on the 1994 team? No, that was actually the Bears actually won a playoff game in 1994.
Trace Armstrong.
Oh, Trace. Yeah.
You just got yourself two Bears back, man.
Yeah!
So good in so many ways. You just dominated the Bears scale. That is really good, Lawrence. That is really good. Trace Armstrong, who, by the way, for all you youngsters out there, a really good player. A really good player of the NFL.
Really good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark Grody. You're the best.
Bye, guys. Bears.
See you, man.
Bears indeed.
We got more stuff for you here on the Spiegel and Holmes show, including our guy Matt Bowen. Both of us heard this yesterday and said, you know, this needs to come back.
Yeah, if you're a Bears fan and you're like, I need someone to get me ready for this game, boy, do we have something for you. That's next here on The Score.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.